I'm so grateful for them to share in the Christmas story this morning, and I have a short message to share with you because they've done most of the preaching today, right? They shared the most important message, which is that Christ is born in Bethlehem, and what that matters to us. You know, sometimes we might think, you know, 2,000 years ago a baby was born in Bethlehem. What does that matter to us today? And I just wanted to share with you a quick message. This is our fourth installment on Muppet Christmas Carol. Who's watched the Muppet Christmas Carol this season? Right? It's my favorite. And we're going to watch a short clip of that in just a moment. But for those of you that have not been here before, we've had 3 weeks of talking about the Muppet Christmas Carol and how Marley in the Muppet Christmas Carol version had come to remind Ebenezer that he needed to confront his life in order to figure out how to change his future. And we realize that Ebenezer might have been a stingy Scrooge guy, but that really it was idolatry, that putting everything ahead of God was really his struggle. And then the ghost of Christmas past had come to show him all the things that he might have missed in the past and all the things that he had done to harden his heart. And then the ghost of Christmas present comes to show him all the things that he's missing. And we talked last week about how to be fully present, how to enjoy life in the now, to not get so distracted by so many things that we miss what God has for us right here in this moment. And today we're going to talk about the ghost of Christmas yet to come. And in so many versions of the Christmas Carol, the ghost of Christmas yet to come kind of looks like the Grim Reaper, that kind of message that, you know, one thing that we all share in common is that one day we will have to pass on from this life into the next. It's something that we share, and this ghost helps remind Ebenezer that he's not immortal. And so let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, O God, for this opportunity, Lord, to rejoice in your word, God, and that so much is to be gained from just a simple thing is a movie, God, but when we combine that with the truth of your word, God, our hearts can be refreshed and renewed and quickened, Lord, with the understanding of who you are and how much you love us. And so, God, be with me as I share this message and open hearts and minds to receive it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Anybody grow up opening the Sears catalog? Okay, kids, a catalog was something that would come in the mail. And it was a big book. Now, a Sears catalog, for anybody that remembers it, was enormous, right? It was really, really thick, and it had everything that you could possibly think of. I mean, Sears has almost gone the way of the dinosaurs at this point, but we get the Sears catalog, and it was one of the most exciting things ever, because we get to flip through the Sears catalog and circle the things that we had hoped that we would get for Christmas. It was my way of trying to predict my Christmas future. Did anybody else do that? Circle those things in the catalog, and what didn't always work out the way that you had hoped, and yet you had all of these dreams and desires that were circled in pen or pencil in the Sears catalog. Well, Ebenezer Scrooge in the story of Christmas Carol also gets a glimpse into his future, but it's not nearly as exciting as that Barbie townhouse that I never got. Today, we conclude the Christmas Carol sermon series in which we've looked at all of these ghosts that visit Ebenezer Scrooge on Christmas Eve in Dickens' Christmas Carol. In particular, like I said, my favorite, which is the Muppet Christmas Carol. The ghost of Christmas past had reminded him of all the opportunities that he had missed because of his greed. And the ghost of Christmas present shows him all the joy he's missing out on that particular Christmas. While both ghosts caused their share of consternation for Scrooge, it was the ghost of Christmas yet to come that really scared the Christmas into Scrooge. Bear with me, guys.
Save comedy for the bears.
Save comedy for the bears, Ebenezer. All right. Dickens describes his ghost as a menacing figure clad in a black hooded robe. And like I said, most of the time he looks like the Grim Reaper. And this ghost takes Scrooge to several scenes involving death in the future. A group of businessmen discussing the death of a rich man. Some thieves attempting to pawn that same dead man's goods. A family relieved at the death of this wealthy man to whom they owed money. And the final stop along the that lovely Cratchit homestead where they're mourning the death of precious little Tiny Tim. When Scrooge learns that he is that dead man in the first three scenes, he begs his phantom to undo these visions. Cue clip. There we go. Yes. A lot of us would say thanks, but no thanks. Well, God makes a way in that apparent darkness to bring light into the world, but only through her willingness to say yes. And so are you willing to say yes in your circumstances? It might seem impossible. With God, all things are possible. Amen? So we just need to be willing to say yes in our circumstances. In John chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, I'm going to give you the two of them together, because oftentimes we hear the one without the other. So hear them together. For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world not to judge the world. Can I hear an amen? But to save the world through him. This is the gift of Christmas, the best Christmas gift ever. Anybody else been running around like a crazy person trying to get just the right thing for just the right person? This season either brings out the best in people or the absolute worst in people, depending on their circumstances and their planning. I know Tom's sister-in-law just contacted us the other day and said, I just kind of lost track of time. I have to do all my shopping. She had to do all her shopping yesterday. In the middle of that nice weather, everything in one day. How Christmassy do you think you're feeling in the midst of that? But God gives us the best Christmas gift ever. It's not available on Amazon. It's not available in the mall. It's not available anywhere else except through Jesus Christ. And this is what the prophet Isaiah was speaking of God doing something new through Jesus. And God can do something new in you today. Can I hear an amen about that? Something new in you today. Even for those of you that have been following God for your whole life, do you know that God can birth something new in you today? It doesn't just start there and end there. For me, it would have been February 29, 1992. If God stopped doing things in my life and that long ago, I wouldn't be standing here. But God is a God of God still continually doing something new. Scrooge says in that scene right there, he says, please tell me that I can sponge the writing from these stones. The beauty of what God does through Christ is the ability to sponge the writing from the stones. Our past, your past, is not written in stone, unable to be changed. Rather, it is covered in the blood of Christ. The blood of Christ can sponge out any writing in any stone. Hallelujah. Forgiveness is in the blood of Christ. So when we celebrate on Christmas that baby born anew, we celebrate because of the cross and what that brings to us. Psalm 103, verse 12 says, he has removed our sins as far from us as the east is from the west. That's pretty far, amen? So that means that the writing of the stones, the things that we think are written in stone, our past, our decisions, our bad choices, some of the things that we've done in our life, these are all things that can be made new in Christ. A life can be made new. That's what he says every year, and I cry and I put my hands up. He says, a life can be made new. And that's the truth. 2 Corinthians 5:17. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, a new life has begun. See, Ebenezer Scrooge was not expecting what the ghost of Christmas yet to come had shown him. He never considered that his life would end. Right? Sometimes we are so beyond even thinking that we are mortal and that life will eventually come to an end. Or rather, that his death would be a blessing to those around him. How would you like to think that people are looking at you going, you are better dead than alive? And that's how it was with Ebenezer Scrooge. People were looking at his life saying, it's better off than this man is not even around. And so he has come to the realization that his life is worth more dead. At that moment, he has this epiphany. He has the power to change the future. And so he asks the ghost, are these the shadows of things that will be? Or are they the shadows of the things that may be? So in other words, does our future have to be defined by our past? Or even the present that we're in right now? What kind of control do we have over what is yet to come? Well, the answer is none, and some. So, none because we really can't time travel forward and know what's going to happen. I mean, in Hollywood and in literature, they can travel forward and see what's going to happen if things don't change. We don't always get the opportunity to see that. So we're helpless control things that have yet to take place, but we do have control over one thing, and those are the choices that we make, and in particular, to choose to have faith in Christ. It is just one thing that can change the future for us, to accept that that baby born in Bethlehem is the Son of God that came to set us free, to accept that that same baby grew to be a man and ministered for 3 years, crucified, died, and was buried, but on the third day was raised again to glory, defeating hell, death, and the grave. If we choose to believe that, we are truly set free and our lives will be forever changed. It's a choice that we make now in the present that will affect our future going forward, to change the writing on the stone, to change our lives, to be made new, to make a difference now. Psalm 103:12 says, Romans 10:10. It is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God. It is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. It's that simple. Sometimes we complicate things, but honestly, if you are at a point where you are believing that Christ died for you, and you believe it in your heart, that's all it takes. It doesn't take a Hollywood movie to change you. You don't have to take an hour and a half to go through your whole past, present, and the future to make a change. It can happen in a moment's time. When Scrooge decided to change his life, and in effect, he became a God-bearer. If you go forward in the movie, he changes radically from that moment on, when he confesses that he will live his life in the past, the present, and the future, and keep the spirit of Christmas, the spirit of God in his heart forevermore. He becomes a God-bearer, and it changes everything about him. His countenance is changed, his attitude is changed, the way he responds to people has changed. He's radically changed because of a moment's choice, and in a way becomes a God-bearer to his community. Mary, the story that we heard today, as Luke shared it in his gospel, Mary is the God-bearer. She gives birth to God's Son in a willingness when confronted with the opportunity to say yes or no, she says yes, and essentially just becomes a God-bearer to her community and for our community as well. And so what about us? When we accept this gift, God lives in us, and we become God-bearers to our own generation. Do you ever think about yourself that way? The Holy Spirit, upon accepting Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit comes to live and dwell in you, and you are God-bearers. You are the essence of who Mary was, carrying the Holy Spirit in you, through you, to your own generation, making a difference in your own generation. The question I have for you today is, will you accept the greatest gift ever given? Will you accept the greatest gift ever given? We have so many opportunities in our lives to be able to respond to an invitation. And this is one that makes a difference from now until the end of your life. Not only this life, but the life to come. Because ultimately, we want to know that we're going to be around the throne room of God. And it's a choice that we make in this moment to accept Jesus Christ. It changes our lives now, but changes our lives forever and for eternity. And will you accept this greatest gift? This greatest gift. Will Christ be born in your hearts again today? I just want to invite everybody to just bow your heads and join me in prayer. Maybe you've accepted Jesus before in your life. I just invite you to pray this prayer with us. For those that might be doing it for the first time and they're not alone, those that are watching online, I invite you to do the same. And that you make a decision today that this Christmas will change your life, just like Ebenezer Scrooge. So if you would just repeat after me, Lord Jesus, for too long, I've kept you out of my life. I know that I am a sinner, and I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God, born in Bethlehem, died on the cross for my sins, and rose from the dead on the third day. Thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and make me new. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. But we welcome any of those that have been born into God's family today and have received the greatest gift that you will ever receive. And so if you've never prayed a prayer like that before in your life, and today was the first day, please come and see me after the service. I have a special gift for you to help you on your new journey. And if that goes for you too online, send us an email. Let us rejoice with you and celebrate with what God is doing with you. So let's...